This is just a supplementary note on our Ta'anin on Shiurim, one point about Psach Picha Le'ilim, the mandate of opening your mouth as a judge on behalf of the mute. We asked in the beginning of the Shiurim, when are we Ta'in? When will we make a claim on behalf of somebody who is not a Yoresh, an heir, not a Lokeach, a buyer? We're not talking about rights that they had that they didn't know they had. We're not talking about where they're not really the Baal Din, somebody else is the Baal Din. Where exactly do we do this? It's a very big topic, but here's a brief introduction. I would have assumed we don't expand beyond the specific cases we saw above, right? The cases where the fellow lacks information. We are afraid of appearing like Orchei Hadayanim, like arguing on behalf of a litigant, as we said at the outset of this year. And from the Ta'anina discussion, it seems like we're only towing, we only make a claim on the very limited band of cases we have seen. Yoresh, Lokeach, the Mekabel Matana, the Baal Chov, that's really it. And then we saw the Sefer HaChinuch, who made the argument for responsibility to argue on behalf of a widow, on behalf of an orphan. Fine, let's add that. But that should be it. And that limitation is what it seems like from Rav Huna in the Yerushalmi, and I think we saw the Yerushalmi in, you know, early in the Shir. Yes, it's... It is not the Yerushalmi that we saw earlier in this year. We are going to come back to that, God willing. Sorry, look at your sheet. It's Source Chavtes, where we are told in that Yerushalmi, the line right before the one we saw before, Rav Huna mekel adayana da'ar mekablan aleichem chatzod elayemrun inun. This line in the Yerushalmi is explained in the Karban HaEdah's second approach. It's explained in the Kinei Moshe. It's explained in the Elei Tamar. As a statement that Rav Huna would curse a judge if the judge would challenge the legitimacy of a single witness. In other words, where one of the litigants brought a single witness instead of bringing a pair of witnesses, the judge should not get involved. And if a judge got involved and said, hey, wait a minute, that's only one witness, Rav Huna would curse such a judge, and let the other litigant say it. And this is something that we did see in the Rambam in the beginning of the Shir, when we saw the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perachaf Aleph, Halacha Yud. He said specifically, he gave this example. He says the judge should not say, hey, we don't accept a single witness. He should wait and see. Maybe the opposing litigant will acknowledge that what the one witness said was actually true. And that would be a good thing. So you don't get involved. So this supports the idea that we are very limited in the argument we're going to make on behalf of a litigant. And this is actually paskind also in the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, Yud Zayin. However, we also noted in the beginning of the Shir the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perachaf Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, in which he said that if the judge sees merit for one of the litigants, and this fellow, the litigant, doesn't know what to say, or he seems to be upset, and he's so angry that he can't make the claim, or he's confused, he's just not that sharp, the judge is able to help with this argument of Psach Picha Le'ilem, you should open up your mouth on behalf of the mute. So where in the world did the Rambam get that idea? So the Rashbash, and I brought a piece of it in Source Lamed, the Rashbash argues that cases of the litigant being stressed or being ignorant, being upset, these are all different. They're not the same as the cases we've been dealing with. And yes, it's a further permission for Ta'aninan. He says specifically, the case of ignorance, that's Baba Basra Dafim Aleph Amad Aleph, the case of the squatter who didn't know what to say, as the Rashbash writes. That case is, Kishara Hadayin Zechus Le'echad V'Baal Din Eino Yodei L'Chaber Advarim. The Baal Din doesn't know how to put things together. As for the case of mitzta er, the Rambam said, the case in which somebody is in pain, he's upset, he's angry, and that's why he doesn't make the case. He says that's the case in Gittin Lamed Vav Lamed Beis regarding prosbul, when the judge says to a lender, maybe you had a prosbul and you lost it, and you're so angry at the thought that this other fellow is going to get the loan, he's not going to have to pay you back. Balichlal kas ubalichlal toos, the Rashbash says, it makes a person very, very angry. And as far as when the Rambam said maybe the person is just not sharp, nishtabesh mipnei hasichlus, so he says, yeah, that's the case in Ksubos Daf Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph, in which they talk about where a husband claims there were no besulim and his wife was a shota, she was not a rational person, and he says we will make the argument on her behalf because she's not competent to make the argument. So he says the Rambam has a basis for all three of his exceptions here. The case of the person who's ignorant, the case of the person who is stressed, the case of the person who is not sharp. And that's where the Rambam gets this from. And that expands Psach Picha Le'ilim based on these precedents in the Gemara. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch and Chasham Mishpat Yud Zayin Tes, the Aruch HaShulchan and Chasham Mishpat Yud Zayin Yugimel Yudalit, is like the Rambam. However, the tour quotes the Rush to say no. He says, we actually go way, way beyond. We'll do it in all cases. He says, Rav Huna's second line in that Yerushalmi, that this we did see in the beginning of the previous shiur. Rav Huna karabayada zachu lebar nosh bedina, when Rav Huna saw that one of the litigants had an argument on his behalf, he didn't know it. So he would start on his behalf. He would make this on behalf of the litigant. So Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Zaltzberg in the journal Kol HaTorah, in an article called Siyua Hadayan Letanas HaToveya, he quotes the Nechma Lamara commenting on the Yerushalmi and Ksuvos, saying that there's no contradiction between the two Rav Huna lines in this Yerushalmi. There are two different Rav Hunas. He says one is Rav Huna, the other one is Rav Huna Bar Chiya. So therefore, there's no problem with the fact that the first Rav Huna here says judges should not intervene, and the second Rav Huna says the judges should intervene. It's an interesting approach. What does the Rambam do with the second statement of Rav Huna? What will the Rambam do with Rav Huna's second statement in which he says, I'm willing to do Psach Picha Le'ilem? So the Rashbash answers, no problem. The answer is that's where the litigant is stressed, where the litigant fits into one of those categories that the Rambam already identified. What will the Rush and the Tur do with the first statement of Rav Huna? Assuming you don't say these are two different Rav Hunas. So what would the Rush and the Tur do with the first statement of Rav Huna where he's cursing the judge? So the Nechma Lamara offers two answers. Either the Rush says, yeah, it's a stira between these two statements, it's a contradiction, and we paskin like the second statement. Alternatively, maybe the first case, the case in which one of the litigants has brought one witness, there we are concerned that if you disqualify the one witness, you may actually cause the other litigant to lie. Meaning that you could have let things go and see, maybe he'll acknowledge the truth in the face of a single witness against him. Once one witness testifies, there's a need to take a shvuah, to take an oath. Maybe that would have helped him achieve the truth. Therefore, Rav Huna said, don't intervene. However, in the second case, the case in which Rav Huna sees an argument for somebody, that's where intervening and helping him to make the argument can help us to achieve the truth. So that's a second justification by the Nechma Lamara. Finally, within the arguments of the Rush, the Tur, that we have an overarching principle of Psach Picha Le'ilim, and that allows us, not only where they're stressed, but the most expansive version, the judges can do basically whatever they want in order to intervene. So why did I need the Mishnah on Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph to teach that we are towing on behalf of the Yorish, that we're towing on behalf of the Lokeach? You didn't need anything. Just say, Psach Picha Le'ilim, we can do whatever we want. So Rav David, in Shuri Rav David, in Source Lamed Beis, Rav David Povarsky, he says, it's our beer, Maika Amar Zosimaris Tone of the Lokeach. What do you mean when you say in the Gemara, this teaches us that we're towing for the Lokeach? We know that from many places in Shas that we intervene. Why do I need this case here? So his answer is, V'nir Bazeh, Debemes Yesh Kan Chidush Tone of the Lokeach. Since we have a principle that normally chazaka requires a taina with it, requires a claim with it, without that claim that that he bought the item, the chazaka is nothing, that he bought the land, the chazaka is nothing. So the taina here is not like any other taina, meaning you are allowed to intervene in other cases where the argument you're making is not fundamental to the entire legitimacy of this person's position. You're making an argument why he should be believed. However, here, this taina is it. Without this taina, everything falls apart for the litigant. You don't have the right to intervene in such a case until we have the chiddush that taninan lokeach, taninan liyorish. It's an interesting argument. One last note, also worth seeing, just among the articles that I looked at, there's a long article I found parts of it to be extremely interesting. Rabbi Yaman Lipkin, in Tarasha Baal Peh, it's called Arichas Din B'Mishpat HaTorah, and it's available on Bar Ilan. Okay, Shkayach.